Welcome to the Money Buddha podcast, where I chat with people who I admire, people who really follow the things that light them up in business and in life. And our guest today does exactly that. He's the director of marketing and design operations for Elmwood Group, a third-generation family-owned business with six home hardware locations, two stores, and one door manufacturing plant. He's been in the position for 5 years this year. Funnily enough, his career path wasn't aiming towards marketing. He actually went to university for political science and aspired to be a lawyer. He is an incredibly active human who's always been attracted to new experiences and adventures, but more recently focused on finding what's worth putting his focused energy into. His self-reflection has made him realize that he hasn't made life easy on himself, which has its perks and downfalls. Although he knows that all of his choices all along the way has made him the person that he is today. And I'm really excited to get into all of that. So let me introduce you to Jonathan Stevenson.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hi, John.
It's been too long, eh? I think probably the last time we saw each other was, I would say, high school.
I think
That's
it's
way too
high school.
long.
I know, right? It doesn't feel that long, but it's like when
I'll
I
be
think
honest,
about
it
it.
feels like yesterday.
I know. And I remembered last week, I was like, oh my gosh, I think our 20 year for me is in
No way.
two years.
Crazy.
That's
I didn't go
crazy.
to like the 15 there, and I've talked to a few people that it went, and they were like, man, it's like mind-blowing to go to those things. And like,
Oh
some
my gosh.
people it's like you've seen them yesterday, and other it's like total transformation, and it's
Right.
crazy, right?
I
But
know. No, it's
yeah.
we I went to my 10th year,
Okay.
like, I don't know. Anyways, it's all a blur. I feel like
The
it
year's
was
all the
like two
same
years
now.
ago. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was so excited. So
Good, good.
I've seen like a little bit of what you've been doing ish here and there, like throughout the years. So I had like little sneak peeks of what you were up to ish.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think we've like seen each other or talked really. So
Yep.
I was excited to have you on.
I'm so
So
excited to be here.
the first thing that I noticed that I remember thinking like, cool, what's John up to? Like, what is he doing? But I like noticed. So
Yep.
I think when you started working for Home Hardware,
Yeah.
and I feel like you, I don't know if it was you or like your team or how many people are involved, but like you, I feel like you really brought home hardware, like social media, like I feel like it really upped his game, like. And I felt like you had something to do with it because I was like, oh, I see John here and there and posting stuff. So like, can you tell me about that? Because the thing that I'm the most like, I was really impressed because I'm like, cool. It's like a old school type industry, we'll say,
Yep,
or
100%.
store. But you really brought like it to life online. Like the last few years, I'm like, cool, like they're doing cool things and like collaborations with people, I think. Like, I don't
Totally.
know. I feel like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, so I mean, like you'd mentioned in the intro, so I've been there for like it's gonna be 5 years this year, and I've been involved in some way or another with social media since like the Border Tech days. So
Okay,
that was
oh
like my
my gosh.
first job, like in high school, right? And like Derek Martin that owned it at the time, like when Facebook first started, they were like, you could put like back in the day, what you would do is your business would go in a Facebook group and you would like try to nurture a community around that. So that was like my first involvement with social media marketing per se, right? And I just, yeah, so I always like, we used to do like get people to sign up for Rail Jams on that. We were posting events, we were doing like, contests on there. We were doing everything that you pretty much do today, but we were doing it like, this is 15, more than 15 years ago, right? And so then there was university, and then after that, like I was with Atlantic Motoplex, which is now owned by Rally Motors, and I was doing like part-time this and a little bit of social media and all that. Ended up being more of a full-time thing, being their marketing manager. And that was always like, and I find in businesses here it's always like more traditional, and so they're
Right.
very much focused on like radio, billboards, flyers, that stuff there. And because I was involved so early in Facebook and how it started and the power of it, just even in like what we were doing at Border Tech, that was always what I would aspire to like convince business owners to do. But it's not an easy thing to do, right? And
Right.
so one thing that is probably a good and bad thing for me, like I can tell you, we can probably get into some of the bad occasions where this mentality has not helped me, but for the most part, it's been a really driving force in my career and in my some areas in my personal life. Has been like when somebody tells me I can't do something, it puts a chip on my shoulder. I'm like very much like I'm gonna prove that person wrong. And
Right.
so when there were those objections of like, well, you know, we can't re like we don't know what goes on Facebook. We don't really know if it actually does anything. That was just like motivation for me to like just step into like this other level of like convincing, right? And I would try to do it as much as I can with like proven results, right? So did really well on the with Atlantic Motoplex there. And then, you know, fast forward to today, it was kind of the same, although it wasn't as much of a convincing effort because they were already on social media quite a bit. It was still like that. I remember that first conversation, especially not with Luke, which is Alvin's son. So Alvin at the time was the dealer owner, and now Luke is pretty much in charge of the whole company now, is it was like that first conversation where it's like, okay, listen, Alvin, you have to stop doing traditional and we're just focusing on digital. And it's like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, you're gonna forget all the old people and like everybody that's reading the newspaper and listening to the radio. And I was like, dude, like, I'm gonna show you the data and you're gonna be like blown away, right? And you know, little by little, you start like implementing these ideas and you get the results. And with experience comes like, you know, you don't need to be as experimental as maybe you were in the early days, and maybe you don't have to work as hard to convince. But by doing those things, it built trust in the relationship that they give me in doing stuff on social media. And I was always going to get to that point where it's just fully digital, right? And
Right.
once you do build that trust, then that's when you can start pushing your personality in it, being a little bit more authentic. I mean, now what's the exciting part, I guess, for what we're doing with the content is I've also overcome that, I guess, fear or anxiety that I had of me being in the videos or me being like, you know, now we're doing a podcast and stuff like that. Like before, I was like, I think my fear was always like, what do I know about home improvement? Like, but then again, it's like, okay, listen, like you have to one, learn obviously everything that you need to know about the industry, but two, prepare yourself before you do the content, right? So these are tools to communicate, but really like they give you an ability to edit and make sure that everything's all good. But you know, I always wanted to make it exciting and fun and you know, obviously something that people would be attracted to. And
Right.
oh, I think so far we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, that's exactly what I noticed. I'm like, this is fun stuff. Like
For a hardware store, right? You're thinking
yeah.
like mom and pop hardware store, nuts and bolts, lumber, that stuff there.
Literally.
But what I discovered is like, you know, that's when I came into it, that was kind of what I thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be that interesting, but I quickly discovered it's like it's the most beautiful story in life is home ownership,
Right.
right? Like owning your home, buying your home, buying a fixer-upper and fixing it into what you want it to be, like that whole journey there, that story. It's like there's so many different versions of home ownership, and all of them are really special. And to be able to, like, you know, capture that really special moment and to connect it with our brand, that's what I discovered really quickly. It was like, man, this is like the best industry to be in, right?
Right. It's
So,
almost like following people's journeys because they're all
yeah,
different and
it is.
making that the highlight of everything, right?
And you
Like
see it too,
that
right? Being
cool.
in mortgages and all that, it's like, you know, you're in a position where, you know, you're pretty much make or breaking that home ownership, right? How do you find that?
Know. I mean, usually we'll help people out regardless. So even if someone can't buy right away, we always give them the look, this is where you want to go. This is what you need to do to get there. So we give them the tools, we give them the information. So even if we can't say yes right now, we're very much a support system for them. And like, if it's not yes right now, like, this is what you need to do to get a yes then, like, in whatever, how much time ish, or do you know what I mean? Like, Or this is the next step.
Yeah. Do you find like as of late it's been more like guidance because of, you know, the pricing, the affordability and all that, or is it all right?
It definitely changed a lot. So, because I've
Yeah.
been doing this for 15 years.
Okay.
So, from when we started in 2007 or
Okay. Okay.
2008, 9, I
Yep.
guess that I started like fully full time. So now I feel like it's always a different, there's always been shifts every few years, like major things like in the banking industry, they change rules or like so there's always been big things happening. I find that we had to shift on what
Right.
we would focus on or how to make things work. So right now I feel like with the prices being so much, it makes it harder for someone that's like on their own trying to buy. It's
Yeah.
definitely more of a challenge for them, for those type of people, like first time home buyers ish though, but there's more like co-signers. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So if it doesn't work right away, it's like, look, these are the options. So
Right.
like decide what you want to do, but like if you really want to get into it, I think this is what people in like Toronto, Vancouver, like the bigger centers have always had to do.
Yep.
But they were just more aware of it than like because it's just always been that way.
Right.
Or people that can't even buy, like I guess
Yeah,
them is
yeah,
still different and it probably got worse, but
yeah.
I don't follow their stuff really, so I don't know what their
Which is probably
problem
a
is.
good thing. It's probably just so crazy right now,
Yeah,
right?
I can't imagine. I think there's more up and down like in their
Yeah.
stuff, but because it's
Sometimes it's like
different.
I try to like not pay attention that much to the news, especially with like housing crisis, housing affordability and all that. And I try to also tune out of it because I'm like, it's also primarily focused on the bigger centers, right?
Yeah,
So it
yeah.
like the
The
news
bigger
sounds
issues.
really negative and that
Yeah.
there are big issues. And then you
Like the
think here,
end.
like, wait a minute, okay, yeah, the prices have gone up, but in a sense, it's still pretty damn affordable, right?
Yeah. So I see a lot of people that want to buy, they buy. They'll buy
Yeah.
eventually, even if it's not right now, if it's like income-wise isn't enough, or they have to pay off debt to make it work, or they need a co-signer, or they need money from their parents or whatever it may be. Like, can you
The
find
best bank
money?
on
Like,
earth.
yeah. So sometimes it's just kind of talking it out with them. And I find they'll if they want to help themselves, and then I find feeling like in victim mode doesn't help anyone. So
No,
if
true.
someone's starting off like, oh, today shall peel, take a,
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just kind
yeah,
of a like, okay, you need to shift your mindset first before we
True,
like
true.
really get into shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just getting the information and then kind of putting that into the real world. Like, okay, well, what does this mean? Like, if you can only get
Right.
200,000, is it actually what I want to buy? Can I find something in that
True,
range?
true.
So it's just like the first steps, like just start and then you'll figure it out as it goes. But people that want to buy, buy. I still
Yeah.
like, I'm not saying no to everyone that, do you know what I mean? Like, generally, it's
Yeah.
like, well, you're pre-approved for this right now, but if you can
Right.
get to this, whatever, like, or get a
Yeah, yeah,
loan
yeah.
or whatever it may be, like, we see it, the big picture, like, hey, well, we think this is the easiest way for you. Maybe you tell
Right.
us, like, does that work or not? But the thing is, I find with the prices having gone up,
Yeah.
it probably benefits more people than not in our
Okay.
area because a lot of people are already homeowners.
Okay.
So, like, people trying to buy, like younger generation trying to buy right now their first house,
Yeah.
they probably have parents or grandparents or someone that already owns houses that the prices went up like big time. There's
Okay.
more equity there, so they can help. Do you know what I mean? So
Right.
when you have like a support system, which most people do, like maybe
For
not,
most, yeah.
but generally you can kind of, do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
these people or whatever, but it's just I find there's a lot of good that with the prices and stuff
Okay.
for like our area, like
Yeah.
it's been a good thing. Like a lot of people don't realize that their house is worth like double from what they bought it in 2018 and without
True,
doing
true.
anything different, right?
Yeah. Crazy, eh?
So yeah, so like people that want to refinance, like so there's a lot of good like that
And you
does
have to celebrate it, right? We can't just be
yeah.
like thinking about all
Yeah,
that bad news
I
and all
know, because
the
that's all they talk about. like,
That
I don't know.
negativity sells, right? That's
Yeah.
especially with the news. So
No, it's true. So yeah, so that's where I'm at. I've always been that way, like, hey, let's not like just focus on this one thing that we're like, oh my gosh, like the worst. Because I see that sometimes in my industry, they'll have conferences and they're like, we know next year is going to be the hardest year in our and it's like, geez, like we're not even there yet. Like, and then I hear they're talking about next year, and I'm like, oh my God, come, that's not how I see things,
Feel
but
like it's
cool.
someone that kind of put a presentation together thinking like, okay, how can I like shock people really quickly and
I don't
just gonna
know.
make these predictions and
I
see
know,
how it
yeah, they're
goes,
always
right?
making those big predictions and it doesn't always happen, or they make it like really like doomy, gloomy, like holy shit, like, and
I don't think you
I've
can tell,
seen,
right?
no, and you just switch it, like we just switch our focus, like, oh, it's harder to do these deals right now, let's do these ones instead, like in our,
True.
like you have to be able to pivot if you need to, right? So yeah, it's just changes. You just have to be, yeah. But thanks for asking me.
Yeah, no
Okay.
problem.
I went on a,
You have to remember I'm also I'm a podcaster too, so
I
the interviewee
love
is gonna
it.
come out.
I love it. So actually, that's what my next question was. So you started a podcast recently, like this year or last end of
Yeah,
this
so we
year?
started in our first episode was like technically in September. So
Okay.
we're filming our 10th episode tonight. So it's fun. Like it's funny because it's like I have a marketing coordinator with me and he's like super into like videography and like he loves camera gear and stuff like that. And so he had this like idea coming in that was already like, oh, we should do a podcast. And it was funny because I like always keep like a note pad like on my phone. I keep a note that's like new ideas and stuff like that. And I had podcasts on there too. And it was like what I was trying to find is like what's the angle of it? And then he was like, well, there's slogans like here's how. So we should talk about like, you know, here's how you did it. Like, you know, it could be your career, it could be like building your house, it could be like industry related, non-industry. I was like, oh, okay, let's do a podcast. Well, here we are.
That's awesome. I love the house. I love that name,
Yeah,
even for the
yeah.
podcast, but like that's awesome. I love
Yeah,
how
we just go
big it
ahead.
can be, like
That's
how
it.
you can go anywhere with it.
And I find like, you know, it's nice to have a and we talked about it just before. It's like it's nice to have a framework around like what you might be directing towards, but at the same time, it's like this platform and this tool that we're using is never supposed to be like interview only. It's more about a conversation and celebrating, you know, the relationships that we have between humans that might be industry related or non-industry related. And so if we're, you know, able to show this in an authentic way on how we've connected in the past or how, you know, our stories align or whatnot and to learn from each other, I think that makes it an exciting and engaging podcast, right? So that's just what we tried to like focus on and just keep that as like our idea. And you know what? So far, it's like I've had a couple of guests that have come on that have been the more nervous ones and they've left the most excited and like, wow, this was the best experience ever. I want to do it again. And a lot of them, you know, they come in just kind of not even stressed whatsoever. And same thing, they leave, they're super excited. And I think it's, and it actually, it came about more in the last one we filmed. Like we did one with Atlantic Wellness, which is they help youth. They give from youth from 12 to 21, they give free mental health services. And this is all privately funded. The government supports it and everything. So we're a major sponsor in that. And before we went in, it's like, I know we're going to talk about mental health. And so I'm like, is there things you don't want me to talk about? Because it's obviously like a could be a touchy subject, right?
Right.
And they had just had an interview with CBC just before, and it was kind of like they felt like it was like almost like a hit piece, like they were trying to try to find a story in the conversation. And so they were telling me that. And in my mind before the podcast, I'm like, oh shit, this is going to go really bad, right? Because they're like, they think like people like me are out to get them.
Right, yeah.
So I was like really worried. But at the same time, like I was like, listen, like my idea going into it is that like I want to come from a place of like trying to connect from my personal experience. Like maybe I'm not the person that you would think. Like, I've never considered myself being in a position where I had like a crisis within my life, or that I suffered from maybe a disease or something like that. And so, but I've understood with time that like mental health is like, it's just like any muscle, right? It's something that you have to train and work on, and you can always improve. And so I wanted to communicate that, start the conversation like that, so that they could maybe connect to it in a sense where it's like, oh, okay, now we have a safe space. We can maybe bounce off of him. And it went super well as well, right? So it's podcasts are amazing, and I'd recommend it to any business or anyone, just whether it's yourself or a brand or whatever, to just jump right in,
I know, and okay, there's so many things I want to say. Okay,
right?
so I love that you talked about this because that's one of the I watched a few episodes, or part of some of your episodes. That's the last one that I watched, and I was like, I had these questions about so I actually wrote it down. So one of the things that I love what they or th what they said when one of the ladies said, so she said everyone has mental health, but not everyone has mental illness. So we've become very aware of like our mental health,
Oh,
and that really
interesting.
like oh. I'm Austin. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, should focus got you.
I
Anyway.
think it just cut out just a little bit.
Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
fine. We're
No
all
worries.
good. So,
Yeah.
did you hear what I said? Did it cut out then?
I just caught like a little bit of it there.
On. Okay, anyways, they're weird, huh? We're trying to have a serious conversation.
I cut out just a little bit again.
That's weird. It's the first time that the internet cuts out. Why?
Petit Montan, do you hear
Oui.
me?
Oui, je t'entends.
Okay, I'm all good on my end.
Let's
Yeah,
try. I
I
don't
think it
know.
just like we had like a little pause there.
It's fine. I don't care. Whatever. I usually don't.
Technical
So,
difficulties, technical difficulties.
funny. Okay. So, yeah, the biggest thing that really was like an aha moment for me was when she said everyone has mental health, but not everyone has mental illness. Because we've like, I feel like sometimes we get like a new aware of something new, and then it becomes such a big thing, which is good in one way, but then it becomes too much in another way. In terms of we're hyper aware, and then we maybe put too much emphasis on something. So, like in that case, I was just like, wow, like that makes so much sense. Because sometimes you think there's too much information going in.
Yeah, and she kind of talked about it. She was like, it's what we're noticing, that there's more and more, especially with like TikTok and Instagram Reels and all that, is there's a lot of like, for the most part, some of them are professionals, but there's also a lot of non-professionals and a lot of people that are like kind of maybe like, I wouldn't say like, and I mean, there's in the industry of like entrepreneurship and all that, there's a lot of like self-help gurus, but I think now in the every industry, there's also these like self-help people that are not accredited, that don't really have a background, but they're, there's maybe a self-serving purpose to it. They have a course, or they're trying to sell something, right? But they're pushing out all of the information out. And what it causes for people, I think, is it's a lot of self-diagnosis, right? So I think one that a lot of people relate to, and to be fair, I maybe there are more people that have it than not, but like ADHD. Like, I find like more and more people now are like, I have ADHD.
It's a
Like,
thing,
do you
yeah.
really though? Like, and maybe they do. Like, maybe it's something that went undiagnosed for a lot of people. And again, I'm not talking from a position where I do have any expertise in that, but I'm thinking like, it's so easy to log on to TikTok and get hit by these empty algorithms that just like, they're there for your attention. So like, if you're clicking on a lot of videos that are saying like, this is how you know you have ADHD, this is how you know, and you're watching all the videos there, they're just validating the ideas that you have in your head, right? And to me, it's like, you have to just be very careful in what you're consuming at the end of the day, right? And there are opinions that are important to notice, but there are also experts that can actually tell you the right thing. And a lot of times, I think people are just no longer seeking experts. They're just like, oh, yeah, well, I
Information.
saw like all of these videos on TikTok, so it definitely means that it's true, right?
Right. And I
So,
feel like when you overconsume stuff like that, then you start thinking that you have a bigger problem than you probably didn't even have one. But then you're like, oh
totally.
my gosh, I need to fix this. And then it's a little bit like parents could relate to this as well. And like you get so much information about parenting and how you should talk to your kids and what you should and shouldn't say and for their self-esteem and like all this shit. You're like, holy shit, I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like everything I'm doing is the wrong thing. So I unsubscribe to a lot of things when I start feeling like that. Like I get too much like, oh shit, am I like focused on dumb little things. Doesn't didn't matter before I saw that post. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, and it's funny too, and I'll relate it just to like a really more basic example when it comes to like when you see all of those videos there. It's like if you look at like doing a push-up, right? It's like you can look at all these videos that are going to show you all the techniques and all the ways to do it and all that. But until you actually go and do a push-up, you don't actually know if you can do a push-up, right? So it's like when it comes maybe down to parenting, it's like how many fucking books and videos and all that do you have to watch until you fucking parent your kid, right?
right, I
So.
know. Like, just do what feels right and then go from there. And like, it's probably good enough. And then,
Yeah, and listen, again, I'm not a parent, so not an expert on this, but like I'll just take it from I had more recently really deep conversations with my parents, and really, but the biggest takeaway, which is the thing that I'm most proud to hear from them, is they just said, we just tried to do our best.
right.
And I think that's really like that can apply to everything, is like if you really wholeheartedly try your best every single time you're doing whatever it is, like you're eventually going to get better at it. And it's not going to be perfect when you start, but having that intention all the time is going to be beneficial for yourself and those around you. So to parenting, it's like, listen, like you're going to have thousands and thousands of hours with your kid and all that. And it's like you can't step away from your kid for thousands of hours trying to contemplate how to, put their diaper or how to punish them or not punish them or whatever. It's like you're gonna have to use common sense. You're gonna have
Yeah,
to
it feels
base
right.
yourself on experiences, what feels right, what doesn't, take advice from people, but like at the end of the day, you're gonna have to do something.
Right. That's
So
like such a good, I love that you said that you're not a parent and you had really wise advice. That's actually
yeah.
it,
So
keep
I don't
it
ever
simple.
know. I don't ever know where my venture will be with parenting. But if there's one advice I could take away and at least keep, it's like at least I'm reassured that if ever I do jump into that, I can take that advice from my parents.
I
So,
love that. That's great advice. I love that. So simple. And I do love the push-up analogy because it is true. Sometimes we over, that's like a coping mechanism, I think. Before starting something, you want all the information, you want to do it perfect. And it's like, no, just start and then figure it out. It's like,
Totally.
don't go buy all of the Lululemon stuff because you want to start the gym and buy new shoes. Like, just start with
Go
whatever
to
you
the gym.
have. Go and actually, if you're consistent, then maybe upgrade your clothes. You know what I mean? Like, that's
100%.
how I've seen those
100%.
exam. I've seen people do that. I'm like, no, like, that's not, you're
It
just trying to.
I'll tell you what, like it I think a lot of people like where they probably just struggle with is first of all, it's like the biggest decision you'll ever have to take is just starting. And then the next thing that you have to get really good at is confidence,
Right.
because it's really the confidence part that's going to get you to overcome those experiences where you do fail, because it's like you have the confidence to just try again, right? And I think until you understand that part, it's like you're just going to have that decision paralysis on like making yourself more insecure about taking a decision, which doesn't build any confidence in the first place.
It's
So
just the opposite. That's so true.
like, if you can just look at a balance of probability of like, can I 51% do it versus 49% not do it? It's like, just do it.
Yeah,
Like,
just try to
what are you
start.
waiting for?
Yeah,
So.
I know. That was like starting the podcast for me because I was thinking about it for years. I was like, I could do that. I was listening to a lot of podcasts and like, what is so fun? And then I'm like, but I don't know how it works. Like, and then I'm just like, whatever. But I was picturing myself doing it. until
Yeah.
eventually I got so fed up with me thinking about it and being like,
You
oh, it's
just did
too
it,
late.
right?
And then I was like, okay, start though. And then I just
Yeah.
asked, I didn't have anything prepared at all. I didn't know what the name was going to be. I didn't know anything, but I decided, I'm like, okay, I'm starting it. And I had a few people that I already knew that I'd like to have on. I'm
Yeah.
like, they would be fun to talk to. And
There you
that
go.
I asked them first. I asked them before I had anything prepared or anything before I like went
Jumped right in,
on
right? Yeah.
the podcast app or whatever and like registered it. And then I just figured out the rest because they said yes. So then I'm like, shit, I need to do it now. So that was my way. The
And you know
first
what? It's funny
one.
because I was talking to this with a friend a couple of weeks ago with like we were just catching up, like we hadn't seen each other in a few months. And I was talking about how I think the topic we fell upon was like New Year's resolutions or something like that. And I told him like one thing that I've been focusing on is like my content, right? So I started my Facebook more my Instagram again, and I've been making this promise to myself, I'm going to post one post a day every single day for the next year. And what I told them is like, I've heard a lot that people would say that the biggest mistake that you can make is like express your goal to the world, because then it's like you're setting yourself up for failure. But I was like, I don't believe in that. I think like hold yourself accountable telling people that you're going to do something, because now it's like you have no choice, right? So with your point, it's like you by asking someone and them saying yes, that's the best decision you could have ever done, because then it's like, oh shit, I can't not do it now.
No, I have to
Instead of
do it
like
now.
what camera I gonna buy, what platform am I gonna do it on, what am I gonna talk about, what's the name and all that's like, just do it.
Doesn't matter. It's just start and just figure it out. Like the first one, we were just like, I don't know what we're doing, but we were friends, so we were just like, we'll just figure it out. So it
There you go.
was easy. I went with like people that I was comfortable with. You know what I mean? Like, which I
That's the
still
best way
pick
to do
people that
it.
I'm comfortable with. Like, yeah,
Hey,
but it's the
and
best.
I'm sure from the first episode to the one now, probably you look back even with those conversations with people you're comfortable with, and you're like, oh, that was so green at that time. And now you look at it and you're like, oh, I'm so more comfortable and confident
Right.
doing it.
Figure
And
out
you
the
probably can
flow.
expand who you're talking to, and
Yes.
that's the fun part of it, right?
Yeah, I know. And actually, I thought about it the other day. I'm like, I should do like a listen to my all of my podcast episodes. Like do like a what do you call it? When you watch movies, though, qu'est-ce que ça s'appelle?
Like
A marathon, a
yeah.
podcast marathon. My own, like, just listen to them all and be like, oh my gosh, I've like gone so I came so far, like, from when I started.
I try to not watch them like right after we post them, but I will like after like a week or 2 weeks, I'll sit down and I'll watch all of them. And I think it's the only way to it really helped me with the fear or like overcoming just that insecurity of being on camera, because I'm like, now I look back at it and I like, yeah, sure, there's stuff that's like maybe called cringy or whatever, but I'm like, wait a minute, that's just me in real life. And I
Right.
find like if there's one thing that I've really understood from it is like it's really uncomfortable when you try to fake it, and it's not uncomfortable when you realize it's just like be yourself, and like that's going to be the best part of it. And then after that, it just gets easier, right?
Right. Yeah,
So,
I get that so much. When
yeah.
I record one, usually I'm like, oh my gosh, that was great. But then I just, for some reason, I'm like, I have to wait a few days before I listen to it again. It's almost like I
Okay.
have to get off the high of it and what we talked
Yeah,
about. I forget what we talked about, and then I listen to it as if I'm not, as if I just didn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's a different mindset, or I have to feel like in the mood to listen to it. It's weird, but anyways,
You let
yeah,
it sit, like you let it age like a fine wine.
it's
There
true.
you
And then I'm like,
go.
that was so good, because sometimes you have like doubt. You're like, oh shit, I shouldn't
Oh
have said
yeah.
that. Or I don't really a lot, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't know. You get
But you
that
know
weird,
what?
like.
Yeah, I think that's probably like a good thing happening to you, because I think it's also the person inside you that is willing to improve it every time. So it's maybe like it feels like doubt, but it's also just like curiosity as to what you could do better, right?
Right. That's true.
So
That's a
yeah.
good perspective. Cool. So, talk to me about your 365. That's what I call it. Because, so your video day, what made you start? And I love
So,
it, but I want you to tell me about it.
yeah, so I just like, I was, to be honest, it was like one of those, like, I went through some personal stuff like just before Christmas. And then this Christmas was like the first time where, like, usually during Christmas, we go up to my aunt's and she's in Montreal. So, like, I go from like being all out in work mode to like technically being off, but I'm like with family and like I'm never with family because my family's all from Europe. So my mother only has one sister that's in Canada and it's in Montreal. So I feel like when I go there, it's busy again, right? So, but this year was like 4 days off of work. I was at home. I only had a supper with my parents. That was it. But it was like the first time I was like sat there for like 4 days by myself, pretty much like disconnected from anything. Like everybody's not working, right? Which is really nice. And it was like, I kind of told myself, I was like, I'm gonna sit here and there's a couple of books I want to read, and I'm just gonna sit here and I'm like not going to try and occupy my mind with like work or like, you know, consuming content or shit like that that just can pass time really easily. And I'm just gonna, because I'm not that happy right now, like I'm maybe like a little sad and just upset and stuff like that with stuff I'm dealing with, I'm just gonna just go right through it. And if I have to cry, I cry. And if I have to fucking like feel like I have to punch a wall or whatever, like that's how I'm gonna do it. I didn't punch any wall.
That's good.
And I realized like one thing that I had not put that much attention into was like doing what I could with the information that I had from my experiences. And I think I've been told by like, you know, people that I've been in romantic relationships with and stuff like that, that I'm not like the most open person. Like I bottle up a lot of my stuff and they could tell, right? So for me, it's like I really just close off, like I get really silent. And that's obviously not a good thing. And I'm working on it. So, but I did like, you know, in this circumstance here, I kind of like, you know, I was like, listen, like I maybe have a lot of experience here that by using like, you know, some form of platform or some form of like maybe way of creating, I'm going to be able to communicate these thoughts or just communicate thoughts in general. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about like whatever I'm going through. It can just be about whatever thought I have. And then I'm also at work, like our marketing coordinator is doing most of our content. So I'm just not doing a lot of content anymore, which I really enjoy doing. So I put two and two together and I was like, well, on a business side, it's going to help me because I'm just going to be trying to improve doing videos, pictures, that stuff there. But then on the other side of my personal side, it's going to like probably help me just be a little bit more vulnerable and just like, you know, communicate more what I'm thinking, right? And I think everybody can benefit from doing that. I don't think, you know, necessarily you have to do a promise to yourself to build content for 365 days and write 2,000 word you know, posts every time. But for me, that's like my creative outlet, right? And I've, you know, I think a lot of people would probably not, like when they look at me at face value, they probably don't see me as a person that has a lot on their mind or thinks that way or that has always been like that. But like that's also probably just like the, you know, like the way that they see me the first time they see me, like guy with a shaved head and tattoos and stuff like that. It's like, oh, and like they have a picture in their mind of what that person is. And I'm probably really the opposite of that, right? And so for me, it was like, you know, it benefits just myself in doing this project here by just getting better at sharing things that are on my mind, right? And coming back to the part of like the experiences that I've gone through, I also, and again, we talked about this just a little bit earlier, is you know, I think some of those experiences there is like, you know, even if they're experiences where you're like, oh, I could have done better, I could have done this differently and all that, it's like share the takeaways that you've gotten from that and maybe use it in a way where you're maybe able to help even just one person, or you know, just, you know, someone could read it and just, it, you know, just kind of like gets them thinking, right? And I think if I can do that at least, then it's a more productive way of spending my time versus just keeping it in and you know, probably making a mess of myself. And then later on, whenever those other relationships come about, it's like I've never really fixed that.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of, I guess, all that to say that's kind of where it came from, right? So
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's almost like just getting what's inside out, but
Yeah.
we make it as I see it almost like journaling,
It is. Yeah.
but like for everyone else to see as well, if it can help anyone else. But it's just more like a rich, like introspective. I don't know what
Yeah,
it is. It's
totally.
like
And
you're.
most of the stuff that I've been like talking about has been like, I think it's like, a lot of my struggle is sometimes I didn't take responsibility, or oftentimes I didn't take responsibility for things that were my choices. And I think in life, everything that you do is your responsibility. Like you can say that, you're like, this happened because this person cut you off, or, oh, I didn't get the job because they didn't ask me the right questions in the interview and all that. It's like, you're still responsible for showing up at the interview and saying those things, and you're still responsible for having driven to the store and being at that store at that time. Like it always comes back to your choices, and that's what I try to communicate as much as possible. But I try to just do it in a way where it's like, listen, the beautiful part about making all those choices is that you can make those choices to do better instead of like playing the victim game or pointing the finger outwards or even inwards and being like, I'm never going to be good or whatever. So it's been for now a lot of the theme around what I've been saying, and it might evolve, right? It's just I try to just go into it and like write, and whatever's comes to my mind is what I put out there. And sometimes it's like two or three posts at a time, and then I save them. Sometimes it's just like I'll have to sit there for an hour and a half, and think of something. But yeah, it's that's my, I guess to your point, it's like that's my public journal. I did start in one of, I guess my New Year's resolution was journaling. I wanted to try it out, so I've got my personal one, and that's been really helpful too, right? So it's I think a lot of people, my idea behind, or I guess my preconceived notion, was that it kind of just feels stupid in a way. Like I'm like, why would I have to write the thoughts that I'm have in my mind, right? But putting it on paper, you're like you're putting it out there, and then you're able to reread it again. And like I was, the stupid part was thinking that I could remember it longer than a day. So now I can
Right.
go back, and like a week later, I can be like, oh, last Sunday I was thinking about that. That's right. And
I
I,
know.
in the journal, overcame that. So I'm like, okay, perfect. And now my mind's clearer, and I'm thinking better, and I just feel better in general, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's okay. So first of all, it feels very healing. So like
Yeah,
your post,
yeah.
I'm like, this is amazing. And also it's beautiful, it's healing. I feel healing for you. But like for
Yeah.
me, when I read it, I'm like, this is feels good. Like it's
Oh,
like,
thank you.
it's a good, I don't know, it's always like very it's like deep but like simple.
Yeah,
Or I don't
yeah.
know. I'm always
That's
like, wow, like John wrote that? I don't know.
what
But not
and that's what I
to
like.
like
I've always kind of been like that,
like,
and
yeah.
I'll say one thing is that I think something that I had difficulty with growing up is that I had a lot of energy. I think I had a lot of like raw intelligence and passion and stuff like that, but it was also like really immature and naive. And so like I was often the one that got kicked out of class, and I was often the one that teachers told me like, don't do this, don't do that, and all that. So for me, it's like I suppressed a lot of these thoughts because I thought they were wrong, but it was also because I didn't have the knowledge enough to know it's like, okay, there's times to say those things, there's way to say them. Like you can't like always do what you want, and you can't always say what you're gonna say. And like, you have to kind of learn, like you have to learn to read the room, I guess.
Right.
And I think what happened is that I never overcame that. I just like at, sometimes it's like, oh, you have a shitty breakup, or somebody like hurts you and stuff like that, and you get more and more closed off and closed off and closed off, and you just stop doing that publicly. And so now I'm just like, listen, I'm so comfortable with who I am, and I'm accepting of who I am today, and it's not a perfect person, it's what it is today. But I'm like, I'm just trying to overcome those, just the insecurities there, or the assumptions that I'm making inside of my mind that most of the times are probably not even true anyways, right? So
I feel
Hopefully,
like.
I mean, I never know if everyone's reading them. And to be fair, it's
Oh.
like if they read it, great. If they don't, that's also great. It's,
Right.
you know,
Yeah.
it's the content is there because I think it's, you know, it's a these platforms were always supposed to be like for connection. They were never supposed to be like just for paid advertising.
No,
And
right.
so I'm just trying to communicate and hopefully connect. And if it does the trick, great. If it doesn't, I can always go and look back and be like, oh, like this was a
Right.
great post, or oh, this one was I wouldn't re say that again now, or you know, it's
I know, I love it. I feel like it's also, it's like a journal, but like you can go back and see how far you've come or what you've done. You forget. Like, I do that sometimes too. I'll go back and see, like sometimes I'm in that mood. I'm like, oh, come, what does someone else see when they go on my profile? And then I just watch myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, I go, oh,
But
okay.
you have to like, you know, go back and look at the progress, but also like, you know, give yourself the grace of like, wow, like, you know, I was able to do that, you know, I put this out there, like, you know, I was capable, and it can help you even in those moments where you're like doubtful or you're like get imposter syndrome and all that. You're like, okay, go back and look at like, okay, the person like 3 months ago did this. So like, you know, put your big girl pants on or big boy pants on and like continue to do exactly what you're doing because you're more than capable of doing it. And you're even better than that person you were 3 months ago, right?
It's a
So,
you feel like you sometimes you know when they show progress and it's like not a straight line up, and it's like you feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing good, and then oh no, I'm not doing that great, and like step like 10 steps back, but really it's not. It's like you're just kind of going up a little bit at a time. It's such little per day, it's like minimal, it feels like, and then you have a step back, you're like, oh shit. But really, when you look back, you're like, oh, okay, no, like actually, I remember
Your
those.
peak always gets a little bit higher, and I think you go in those little lows and like you get
Yeah.
stuck in those and you think like, oh, I'm like regressing or whatever, but
Yeah.
that even that low is higher than the like three peaks back, right? So
Oh, I love that so much. That's so cool. Anyways, I just, yeah, I want to talk about that for sure. Thank you, like, for sharing that.
no problem.
It's powerful for sure. There's a lot to learn from it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think, you know, if some of the, you know, it's kind of a, I'm trying to get better at it, but some of the best moments of my life have come from like setbacks where it's like that's where I've made the most improvements. A lot of them unfortunately have been like breakups and stuff like that. So, you know, and I think those are like powerful moments because they're like, you know, you're coming from a place of love and then that love leaves your life. So you often feel very empty or like really sad. And for me, it's never been one where I get stuck in it. It's just one where it's like motivated me maybe into like introspection or to try to deal with stuff. And it's now what I'm just trying to do is to be more disciplined about it because you do lose that motivation, right? You
Right.
get over the breakup or you get over getting fired for your job or you get over losing a friend and all that, but you still need to keep the discipline of like what you've put in place. And that's I think what I've more struggle with, like I'll fall back in my old ways, or I think that was enough. Like I've
Yeah.
gotten there, so now it's good, right? So
Yeah.
now it's more like, okay, enough is enough. It's like, it's about building, like taking a step forward every day and just doing a little bit better. And so far, so good.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm gonna like finish on that note because this is really like this was perfect. This is fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's so
Good.
much. Like I always say often I feel like I'm always like, I can't wait to listen to this again. I've said that a few times, but I'm really excited to listen to this one again because I'm
Oh,
sure I'll
good.
be like, oh my gosh, say what I like because it was.
Hopefully, I didn't steal too much of the thunder by taking all the space there.
No, that's what it's for. It's all
And
for you. So actually,
you.
you put me on the spot more than ever. I don't think I've ever talked that much on my podcast. So
And
love it.
you're gonna have to come on mine.
Yeah, I'll do it for sure. If you want me
Perfect.
there, I'll be there.
Absolutely.
Yay. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much. Where can people go follow you, your journey,
So
work,
if they
and
want to go on my personal Instagram, so it's at just John Step, so JUST and then John Step, and then obviously our business profile, so the Elmwood Group is pretty much this, that's for all platforms there. So if you want to join, tune into our podcast or watch any of our, tips or improve their tips or home improvement content or stuff like that. Like right now we're doing a pretty cool series where we're like trying out these like DIY projects. So Matt, it's my marketing coordinator and myself, are like, we call the series like How Hard Can It Be?
Oh
So
my
we've been
gosh,
like
that's
just like
brilliant. Oh
trying to find these projects on like YouTube and stuff like that, and we're like, how hard can it be, right? So we just try them out, and so it's tough. Some of them are like actually pretty tough to do, but it's also like it's helping us, like I think it's making it more relatable for people that are probably just weekend warriors wanting to try out these DIY projects versus just always doing the influencer stuff, which is always good, but
influencers are usually already
re
like other
really good,
level.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just wanted to make it more relatable, like we're not anywhere close to what we sometimes work with, so
That's
yeah.
hilarious. I didn't know about that one. I'll check it out. That sounds really funny and fun to watch
Yeah,
and
it's pretty
like
good.
relatable.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. So, no, thank you again so much for
No
being
problem. Thank
here
you.
for this lovely chat. Very, I knew it was going to be good, but I'm really
Good.
happy with it.
I'm happy you had me.
For all the listeners, it's just a reminder to go do something that lights you up today. Okay, bye.